Good morning. Let me, excuse me, add my thanks to that of Helen's for all who were involved with Summer Thrills in the week that's been. It was great to see the children from our church having a great time with friends and others who came to the camp. It was great to see our young leaders leading with our experienced leaders and also rubbing shoulders with the crew team. And it was also fantastic seeing the mums and dads talking to other mums and dads at drop-off and pick-up. So many good things were taking place in the week that's been. Thank you. Barry Dudding has just let me know that he's brought his talk that he mentioned last week for those who were interested in picking up some of Barry's talks from previous from the past. They're all available here today. You see him after the stream one too. Today we continue and conclude our summer series in the Psalms with Psalm 148. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, please forgive us for too often making ourselves too big and you too small. As we reflect on this psalm, remind us of who you are and what you have provided for us in your Son, so that we might truly praise you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Psalm 148 begins and ends with these words, "Praise the Lord." And as we heard, the whole psalm is about praising the Lord. So the most obvious question to begin with is this one: what is praise? And if you're thinking about this is not the praise being referred to. Here are some dictionary definitions. The Webster Dictionary says, to express a favourable judgment of, to commend. The Cambridge says, to express admiration or approval of the achievements or characteristics of a person or thing. And my personal favourite here, because of its simplicity, the Britannica says, to say or write good things about someone or something, to express approval of someone or something. So praise is something that we do all the time. Parents praise their children. Grandparents praise their grandchildren. Teachers praise their students. We say or write good things about people to others. We praise them. We declare or advertise their goodness. Praising God is the same thing. It's declaring or advertising His goodness for others to hear. We can praise God in song, like the psalm. We remember that the psalms are the songs of Israel. We can praise God in our speech, with our words. We can praise Him in our writing. We can praise Him in our praying. I can get rid of this image now. When you get your praise mayonnaise or some other brand off the shelf or out of the fridge next time, think about what it means to praise God and praise Him. Psalm 148 falls into two parts. Firstly, heavenly praise in verses 1 to 6, and then earthly praise in 7 to 14. So let's look at the first of those, heavenly praise in verses 1 to 6. I think it was page 623 in your Bibles, Psalm 148. I'm going to read 1 to 6 again. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise Him in the heights above, praise Him all His angels, praise Him all His heavenly hosts, praise Him sun and moon, praise Him all you shining stars, praise Him you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. So this first half of the psalm takes us outside and makes us look up. When it is daytime, what do we see? Today, grey clouds, blue sky. Oh, there's some blue sky. That's good. We see white clouds of different forms and so on. It's interesting, sometimes interesting shapes. We see dark clouds and lightning. We see beautiful sunrises and sunsets, probably more sunsets than sunrises. And occasionally rainbows. That's just in the daytime. What about the nighttime? What do we see? Moon and stars. Sometimes shooting stars. Very black sky, depending on where we are. Planets, even. We see other planets. Occasionally comets, very rarely. We see amazing things. The psalmist calls on all of these things to praise the Lord. And they do. Why? For at his command they were created. God created them all by his powerful word. He spoke it all into existence. So all these do praise God. They declare to the whole world across all human history that God is good, God is powerful, God is majestic. That is their praise. There are even things we cannot see in the heavenly places who praise God. You saw that there in verse 2. There are angels, the heavenly host praise him. And we hear something of that praise in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And one day we will join them in praise of God. Now the second part of the psalm makes us not look up, but look around at our amazing planet, earthly praise. From verse 7, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills. Fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Our world is amazing. Into the sea, all the sea creatures. Around the world, different climates, the wild animals, the domestic animals, our beloved pets, beautiful birds to look at and to hear sing. All these things praise God, declaring God is good, God is powerful, God is masterful. What about these creatures? I'll go back. What about the creatures in verses 11 and 12? You have to look at your Bible. It's not on the screen. Verse 11, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, do all these praise God. In one sense, they do, for we are all created in God's image. We advertise something of God's goodness and power and wonder because humans are truly amazing. But in another sense, we do not praise God. There are many kings and princes and rulers and young men and women and old men and children who are unwilling to praise God. They believe that they exist by chance. They live as if they themselves are God. They praise themselves and they expect others to praise them. Even so, the psalmist calls on all to praise the Lord why? Why should we praise the Lord? Why do we praise God? He gives two reasons. Reason one in verse 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Exalted means elevated. Elevated in rank, or power, or character. Lofty. God is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the ruler of rulers. Splendor means great brightness or luster, brilliancy. We might speak of the splendor of the sun, blindingly bright in the middle of the day. God's splendor exceeds the sun and the moon and the stars combined because he made them all. God is next level, beyond next level, so he is worthy of our praise. He's the Creator, our Creator. Reason two is in verse 14. Let me read from 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And, two, he has raised up for his people a horn. The praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Why should we praise the Lord? One, because he is our truly awesome Creator, and two, he provides us with a Savior. What do you think of when you hear the word horn? One of these? I had one of these kids that annoyed my parents did it, and my sister particularly. Louder. One of those? Who's used one of them in the last week or so? Not many. Oh, yeah. What about one of these guys? Handlebars? Yeah. What does the bullhorn tell you about a bull? Powerful? Dangerous? Strong? And God has raised up for his people a horn. The horn being referred to in this verse, verse 14, is someone who is strong, someone who is powerful, someone who can defeat the enemies of God's people. The Messiah. In the Old Testament, the great Messiah was King David. Remember David and Goliath? David led Israel in defeating the Philistines and other opposing nations. He established peace for God's people. God raised him up for that purpose. In the New Testament, God raised up his son Jesus to save us, our Messiah. The king over all nations was strong enough and powerful enough to defeat sin and death and the devil. He reigns over our greatest enemies. God raised him up. He is our horn, our bull, if you like, more powerful than death. For this we praise God. The application of this psalm is pretty obvious, isn't it? Praise the Lord. We are to declare, to advertise how good God is. He is our good Creator. He is our good Saviour. We praise Jesus who has defeated death and given us peace and hope and joy and love. He is our horn. He has freed us from the arrogance of self-praise. He has freed us from needing the praise of others. He has given us the pleasure and privilege of praising Him in song when we gather, praising Him in our speech, in our conversations with one another, in our conversations at home, with family, in our conversations when we are out and about with friends, or talking with colleagues at work. Hebrews 13:15 says this, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name." Praise is to openly profess His name. That is, not to be ashamed of Jesus when we are with our friends or colleagues. This doesn't mean that we have to be over the top with our praise, you know, run around praising the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise, you know, it's not that kind of thing. We don't have to be loud about it and in people's faces. We can praise God quietly and gently and appropriately, dropping in comments about His goodness to us, His blessing of us, His kindness towards us. It may also be possible for us to praise Him in our writing, in our posting, in our messaging, in our emailing, again, gently and appropriately. Why would we do this? Why would we take every opportunity to praise Him? Is it because we have to? Because I'm asking you to? Or no, because we want to. Because it naturally flows out of us. Not forced, but genuine. Because by His grace in Christ, we have come to know that the Lord is good, He is exalted and He is splendid, He is our Creator, He has provided us with a Saviour, a horn, He has raised up a horn for us in Jesus, and so it overflows.